Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. We had this incredible privilege and opportunity this week to have 15 minutes of Bishop T.D. Jakes' time, and we zoomed in on him. Zoom's a new kind of new world now for all of us. And so Pastor T.D. was in his office, and we were here in the studio, and we got to ask him some questions about this time and really hear his heart. So we're going to go right now, and then I'm going to come back right at the end of the interview, and Chantal and I are going to pray. But we wanted to share this with, these 15 minutes with you. But we really are honored and privileged that Bishop T.D. Jakes would do this for our church, and we don't take that lightly. So thank you, Bishop Jakes. And this video is also going to be shared on the God Channel and other TV networks and around the world and on through social media, through YouTube channels. So we really are honored that we get to play a part in this going out. So thank you. Okay, enjoy.
Good to see you both.
Good to see you. Hey, we are so honored that you would take some time out during this crazy season to speak into our city and our nation and Europe. So thank you.
I'm glad to do it. You make me want to go put on my jean jacket. Can I change?
You look great.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's been a tough season. It's been a challenging season. It's been a season that I've never experienced in 62 years of my life. But I'm feeling my way and I'm learning my way. God is holding me up. I'm absolutely great. I'm grateful that I'm COVID-free, and my wife is, and my family is so far, and we have lost a lot of leaders here. A lot have died. A lot of people I knew have died. It's very real to me, but it also reinforces the grace that I'm seated in to still be here.
Yeah, amen. And how is the lovely First Lady?
She's fine. She's bossing me around. She's good. As long as she's bossing. Yeah, yeah.
All there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Have you baked another one of those carrot cakes?
Let me tell you something. That's why this has got to be over. I baked this one. I did a lemon pound cake, and then I baked two and sent one to my brother and sister just to get it out of the house. Because I'll eat it if I leave it in the house.
I've only just recovered from the last one, so. Listen, we know time is short, but as you know, Europe, like America, we've been hit hard.
Yeah.
And it's now approaching 25,000 deaths this week across Italy, Spain, UK, Germany, France. And these are challenging times, unprecedented times that none of us have faced. And, you know, as an entrepreneur yourself, what would you say to maybe businesses that are feeling the strain, that are really struggling right now, business leaders, small businesses and companies?
I think that we all have to think in terms of letting go of what's normal. Right. I don't think that we will ever go back to what we had. So we have to go forward to what is next. There are lessons to be learned from this in that we've had to explore ways to connect with people that we never had to explore before. This is a paradigm shift. I think it is, a lot of people call it a crisis. I think the way the world was headed before was a crisis. This is God's way of disrupting it. And if you look at it as a disruption rather than a crisis, you can critique what was wrong with what we were doing and how we can be better at reaching people effectively with our businesses, with our ministries, with our companies in a comprehensive way that now, like never before, you have to think outside the box in order to survive.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So just keep looking at this as not just a crisis, but an opportunity for people to think different and think broader. Yeah, that's a great angle.
It's going to change the way that we consume everything, entertainment, ministry, food, restaurants, health facilities, and we have got to think of ways to make ourselves relevant in a world that is becoming more and more insular. These kinds of things will happen again, either natural calamities, weather calamities, fires, disasters. How can we stay connected in a world that seems bent on disconnecting us?
Yeah, brilliant. Last week or the week before, you put out a tweet about this invisible enemy. You call it an invisible enemy, but also the good news is that we have an invisible weapon. I thought that was fantastic, and a lot of people tweeting that. Could you just unpack that a little for us?
You know, the thing that's so strange about COVID-19 is that you can't see it. The residue on a solid article, the clinging to the fabric, the shaking of a hand, you can't see it. You can transmit it and not know you're sick. All of those things make it very scary. But we also have invisible weaponry. We have wisdom. We have love. We have patience. We have grace. We have long suffering. We have commitment. We have learned obedience through the things that we've suffered. We're no longer trying to impress people with our faith by disobeying our common sense. We have a lot of weapons at our disposal that connects us. And the greatest one for us to put up right now that I think is at the root of what we're going through is the world had stopped loving each other. The world had stopped loving each other. We've gone back to talking about nuking each other. We had gone back into tribalism, fighting over age and race and class and gender. God had to do something. Globally, we were turning into something that was disgusting. And so now is the time for the church to arise with love and peace and fellowship and connectivity and reteach humanity, not just theology, humanity, where we care for people stuck at our borders, where we care for people who are left motherless and fatherless, where we care for people who are disenfranchised in our community and stop seeing them as them and us because COVID-19 connected us. Wow. That's the kind of way we need. We need people who are thinking about how do we feed the homeless and how do we respond to the uprise of domestic violence that's going on in our homes? How do we comfort grieving people who never got to hold the hands of their loved ones while they died? What creative ways can we get to touch people who need the touch of God in their lives? And it's requiring us to get out of our four walls, the sanctity of business as usual, and do something that really matters to make a difference in the world. And I think this is a great opportunity. New businesses are going to be born out of this. New ways of communicating are going to be born out of this. We have learned that we can connect on Zoom and still produce our broadcasts and do things and access people that we wouldn't normally be able to get. Look at how it drew us together.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good thing in the midst of a horrific thing. And I want to say to all of my brothers and sisters who are suffering all over Europe, we love you.
Thank you, Bishop.
And we bleed for you. Yeah. And we care about you.
Thank you.
And don't allow the people who often get the mic to speak for us to influence what you think of us, because we are more than our representatives. And we feel your pain, and we've seen on TV you yelling out of the windows of your apartments and your stress and your pressure. Then we stand in solidarity with you, and we'll never be whole until you're well too, that we are interconnected and we're in this fight together. And I hope that you sense the sincerity of my cry to you. I don't want to be in the world without you, and you shouldn't want to be in the world without me. We need each other.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. That was a real heartfelt message, and we're going to make sure that we take that as far and as wide as we can, Bishop.
Thank you.
Just with time is short, but any practical tips to say for us all to stay sane in this season, especially we're on lockdown, a lot of parents have suddenly become teachers, homeschooling their kids, and any practical tips to keep us all strong and together.
Keep a routine going. Don't lose your routine. Have a schedule for your day. Get up, clean up, put on some clothes. Let yourself know that you're still in the game. Don't allow your routine to slip, because routine has a lot to do with emotional health and well-being. So don't let this secret erosion to occur to the point that you're living like you're homeless inside of your house. Connect with your friends, call people, Skype people, laugh, tell jokes, pass things along that are funny. Get out your grandmother's recipe and see if you can make it. Do some things with your kids that they will remember that are celebrative. Most of all, this is the first chance you've had in years to really instill your values into your children. Not just your morals, but your values, your core values. What does it mean to be your son? What does it mean to be your daughter? Who are you as a person? Who are you at your core? This is the chance for you to infiltrate them with the best of you, and don't miss this opportunity.
Hey, we love that. Yeah. Bishop, as we close, would you just say a prayer over our city, over our nation, over our continent, and then we'll bring this to a close. Thank you, sir.
Father God, I lift up my brothers and sisters across the waters. No ocean can divide us. No COVID-19 can destroy us. We are the family of God. We have different ways of expressing our connection. We have different beliefs and different ideas and different politics and different everything, but that's like any family. We are still the family of God. I pray that the love and the peace and the joy and the contentment that comes from knowing that you are not alone would embrace each and every one. I pray against this cursed plague, this infectious disease, this secret assassin that seeks to destroy our peace and our joy and our happiness and our way of life. And I pray, God, for the birthing of innovation and creativity like we have never seen before. And I pray that we'll look back at the history books and say, oh my God, look at how much good came out of this tragedy. Bless everyone who's nervous, anxious, people on respirators, people in waiting rooms, people in nursing homes, people who are afflicted, got fevers, stuck in the house, don't know whether they're going to make it or not. I speak peace to it now. And let your grace strengthen them and give them courage and make them make up in their mind that I will be one of them that survive. In Jesus' name, amen.
We love you. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Yeah. We're always encouraged by you, Bishop. We love you so much and your beautiful family.
Thank you. Love you too. Take care. Be safe.
How good was that?
So good.
So good. We're so honored, and I hope it blessed you. So please share it. We'll make sure we just put that clip specifically up on YouTube and Facebook for you guys to share it out. But we really are honored, and just some great wisdom and insight into what we're all facing right now.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Bishop Jake. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.